Rio Del water and sewer rates will be going up annually for the next 5 years if the city approves the recommendations of their recent rate study. The City Council received a presentation on the report at their February 15th regular meeting held online. A rate study is the first requirement for a jurisdiction to increase their utility rates. Rate studies are typically done every 5 years. The existing water and sewer rates have increased annually for the last 5 years based on the previous rate study. This was also when the rate structure was changed to a flat fee for 70% of the rate, with the remaining 30% based on actual usage. Currently, customers pay a flat $49.58 fee for their water and $52.78 for sewer, which equals $102.36 monthly fee before any actual usage costs are figured in. According to the rate study, the average single-family residence in Rio Del currently pays $141.31 a month for their water and sewer bill. The council voted unanimously to move forward with the rate increase process, and they expressed support for Scenario 2A in the rate study. If that is the model adopted, then the water rates would increase annually by 3%, and sewer rates would increase by 8% each year for the next 5 years. Catherine Tseng of Lahovich and Tseng summarized the proposed rate increase impact on the average customer.
So currently, a combined bill is combined monthly bill is $141.31. For July 1st, 2022, that bill will go up to about $142.29. And then going forward, the total increase is about 5%. Overall, is about 5% each year for this typical residential customer using 500 cubic feet of water.
According to the staff report, the stiff increase in the sewer rate is in part due to a need to build matching funds for state grants if they are awarded. The study also cited an ongoing sewer fund operating deficit and the need to maintain a positive credit rating in order to qualify for loans and grants. The city has been working on a sanitary sewer evaluation study, which isn't expected to be completed until 2023. Expensive infrastructure repairs are anticipated to be in that study, including the long-needed Painter Street upsizing of the wastewater main line. That project is included in a current grant application to the state, and the council has already earmarked money from the American Rescue Plan Act to cover any local match requirements. Upcoming water infrastructure projects cited in the rate study included the Eel River Crossing Pipeline retrofit, as well as a Douglas Water Tank seismic retrofit. The study cited $15 million in water system capital improvements needed over the next 5 years. The rate increases proposed also assume higher salaries and benefits in order to attract and retain the workforce, with staffing costs going up by 5% each year. It should be noted that the city approved a 10% salary increase for city staff at the prior city council meeting. Those raises went into effect February 12th. The rate study proposal also included a discount for low-income customers with eligibility based on enrollment in the PG&E CARES program. The program would be funded from utility bill late fees, since they can't subsidize some customers at the expense of others. The discount would total $6 a month off the bill, and there are an estimated 700 customers that could be eligible. The future of the discount would depend on the city having enough revenue from all of the late fees to cover the expenses. Property owners and tenants will be receiving what's called a Proposition 218 notice about the proposed rate increases in the mail shortly. Two public hearings are required before the rate adjustments can be adopted, and the new rates would go into effect on July 1st. The study and its findings will be discussed in the first public hearing at the April 19th regular council meeting. If 50% plus one of the ratepayers file a written objection, then rate increases can't be approved. Video of the meeting is available online at Access Humboldt's YouTube channel. The full council packet of documentation, including the presentation slides, are available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be March 1st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This will be a hybrid meeting with both in-person and virtual attendance available. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.